Welcome to the O Women Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me again today for the O Woman Podcast. This is episode 17. Who is O Woman really for? I wanted to spend some time today talking about who I am really recording O Woman for and who I hope is listening to O Woman, and just a little bit about that. So first, I wonder what you think. Who do you think, just take a minute to think, who is O Woman for? A lot of you will probably say, well, it's for women, duh. Which is true, it's for women. But it's not just for women. It's for anybody, a woman, a man, someone who doesn't identify with gender, to listen to discussions and stories and histories and the personal lives of me and other people who identify as women, feel like they're women, and all that comes with being a woman. So if you're interested in a woman's body, in a woman's sexuality, in a woman's life, in anything a woman thinks, and what her concept of womanhood really is, and I'll do another episode on that sometime, probably multiple episodes on that sometime, is what really is womanhood anyway? And what do we want it to be for ourselves? Because it's different for everybody. So anybody that's interested in these questions, I hope that they're listening to O Woman. I hope that they're listening to the podcast, because it's really for anybody. It's really for everybody. And especially, it's for anybody who wants to talk about sex. Sex is the most fun topic ever. Like, ever. And it's just such a leveling topic. It levels the playing field, in my opinion. In so many social situations that I've been in throughout my life, with friends, with acquaintances, somehow, if sex gets brought up, and usually it gets brought up by me, because I'm just that kind of person, or a sexual joke even kind of opens the door and lets the conversation get going, people really jump on board with talking about sex. Because in most cases, everybody engages in sex. Well, there are some people that don't engage in sex at all. But probably everyone that I have ever met and that you have ever met has engaged in sex in some form, whether it's oral sex, anal sex, vaginal sex, or pleasing yourself. So, masturbating. I can't think of anybody that I know that hasn't done one of those things at least one time in their life. I'm sure there's some people in the world, but this is a podcast, we're talking about sex. And we're talking about other things related to sex. But sex is such a central experience of humankind. And it's so fun to talk about. And it's so, unfortunately, such a hidden topic, particularly in the lives of women and what we're allowed to talk about in public. Because yes, of course, we're allowed to talk about whatever we want in private. Everybody is. But this is about making the private more public so that it isn't the private anymore. So that our children can grow up and have more information about sex, about how to be safe, about what sex is all about, when to do it, when not to do it. And so that our daughters or women that we love that will come after us get into their sexual prime or in the sexual scene in any way, they feel that they have role models, that they have people that they've heard speak before, hopefully through the show. They've heard different stories from different people. And a dialogue has been opened in their communities, in their families, in their lives about what women really experience during sex, what they're allowed to request and ask for and demand, and what it's really like to be a sexual human and to be a sexual woman. So this podcast is for anybody who thinks sex or anything related to sexuality and sensuality is worth their time. This podcast is for you. If it's worth your time on any scale, this podcast is for you. Also, if you're in a relationship, this podcast is for you. Because we talk about relationship issues, we talk about all sorts of things that go with interpersonal communication, either with family or with friends. And if you're a man or a woman, you can still get down with the stuff we're talking about. Because honestly, I think this podcast is for men just as much as it's for women. Because, hey guys, you're getting some key info here that you might not be hearing from your own female partners or just in life. Because this is some true, raw information about what it's like to be a sexual woman and to be a woman in a relationship and in the world. And so you're getting some really fantastic insight into your female partner, into over half of the world's population. So it's valuable because so much of our lives, the quality of our lives, what we experience, how we frame the world is related to our sexuality, how we're perceived sexually, our relationships, how we're perceived within our relationships, what we think about being a woman or being partners with a woman. So many of those things are embedded in the everyday experiences of women's lives, and it makes them who they are. So really, this is a show about identity. It's a show about who you are, who I am. You're probably going to get to know way too much about me that you don't even want to know. It's a show about saying who you are and what you experience as a woman, which is something that we don't get the opportunity to really say and be, because we spend too much time being employees and going to work, or we spend too much time being mothers and taking care of children, or we spend too much time doing so many of our roles that are part of who we are, but they're still not all of who we are. We are not our roles. We are who we are as a person, and one of those roles is being a woman in the world. And some people feel like being a woman is just a role, and some people feel like they are a woman. I'm a woman, and this is what it means to be a woman. So whichever you feel about it, this podcast is for you. Now, because the podcast is a little bit raunchy, and as the episodes go on, I know we're going to get even raunchier with the information we're sharing. You might be thinking, oh, well, I'm kind of conservative with my beliefs about sex and things like that. Or I'm not like a super young woman anymore. So that seems like the talk of young women, just to gossip about sex and to talk about relationships and stuff. I'm married. I have my relationship, whatever. This podcast is still for you. 'Cause like I said before, being a woman and being in a relationship and being sexual, it's embedded in every moment of your life. You're going to be who you are until you die. And so much of who you are has to do with your relationships and what you think about yourself and others and your place in the world. So this is for you. And you might not agree with all the stuff I say. No one is going to agree with all the stuff I say. I'm a pretty bizarre lady, and that's okay. I think you have to be a little bit bizarre to want to do a podcast that talks about sex all the time or sexual situations. So there's no way you're going to agree with me all the time, but that's not the point. I'm not trying to convince you to agree with me all the time. Sometimes I'm going to be convincing you or hoping to convince you of certain things, like particularly off the top of my head, like natural birth. I think it's far superior to a medicated birth and to a highly medicalized and very hospital birth, or the classic hospital birth where you have IVs in your arm and all these things. I am really strongly behind natural birth, and that's something I will try to convince you of, I'm sure. One of the episodes I did recently in the past, I already tried to do that, to give you a little introduction into what that's all about. But the biggest purpose of this podcast is just to share real experiences. Because I've always been an open person. I've always been true to myself as a sexual being and as an emotional being. And I'm amazed at, even with some of my friends that I talk to, how they don't always feel comfortable saying what they want or doing what they want, especially in relationships with men. But in their real life, I'm thinking, you're such a strong, confident, charismatic person. Why can't you say, I want this, I demand this? This is me as a partner to you. This is who I want to be. I don't know why some people can't say that, but some people can. And I think it's because we're not open about these things. We're not taught as young women to be demanding, because that's considered to be a classically masculine trait, which it isn't, but people imagine that that's the case. And so to be the appropriate sort of feminine woman, you can't be demanding. You can't be, it's not the same thing as being bossy, but you can't be demanding and you can't really request in a really intense way what you want. And that needs to change, because that is not tied to womanhood at all. And if it is tied to womanhood, it's tied in the opposite direction. To me, a woman is someone who is sure of themselves. Just as a man, a man means someone who is sure of themselves, true to themselves, aware of who they are, treats other people fairly. To me, a lot of being a man and a lot of being a woman are the same thing. And some of the key differentials between being a man and being a woman have to do with our sexual roles, our sexual desires, how we interact with each other in relationships. Some of those we're taught to be, some of those we just naturally are. But no matter what it is, you're who you are. And you should be allowed to say, this is who I am, this is who I am. Oh woman, I am a woman, this is who I am. And there are so many millions and millions of iterations of what it is to be a woman, and what it is to be a man, of course, too. And of course, like I've said, you might not identify with being a man or a woman. You might think, well, I'm technically a female, but I'm not really into that, thinking that I'm a woman. That doesn't matter. This podcast is still for you, because this podcast is about declaring who you are and what you think for what it really is. Saying who you are and what you think for what it really is. And the reason I called it Oh Woman is because I very strongly identify with being a woman, and I know a lot of people do, but I want to make that extra positive, even more positive than it can be already. And I want so many more conversations to be opened up about what that means, so that it's just going to be an open conversation. So as we go into the future, so that my daughter, whenever I have her, if I have daughters, maybe I'll just have sons, can grow up knowing what I have learned through my life or was lucky enough to be taught at a young age. They can grow up knowing that you just be who you are, declare who you are, and demand to be accepted for who you are. And those are some big key things in what I consider a woman to be, what I consider a woman to be. This podcast is also for you if you feel like you need a safe place to fall, if you need a place, or just a safe place to listen, if you need to hear the wild and crazy stories of other people, or the weird facts, or the interesting experiences, but you don't really want to share them, you know, those of your own, or you don't want to, you don't necessarily agree, maybe, with a lot of things that are said. But since this is such a raw conversation, what we're having here, it's a human connection. And it's not going to be as good as having a group of friends, particularly your girlfriends, that you can share all of this gritty, ridiculous stuff with, or at least listen to their stories and see the joy on their face when they talk about this, and see the frustration when they talk about this. But this is a safe place for you to connect. It's about connecting, and it's about being open. Because I require that of all the people that I love. I require that they connect with me and that they're open with me. Because when I'm with someone, I connect and I am open. I'm like, here's all my information. Ask me whatever you want. Any question. So if you have any question of me at all, I would love for you to let me know. Remember, you can like me on Facebook. You can ask me through Facebook. You can email me, emma@owomanpodcast.com. You can leave a comment on the website, owomanpodcast.com. But because I just feel so satisfied with being open and connected, I realize this is a great thing to be. It's a great thing to be. Some people aren't naturally that way as much as I am, and I can understand that. But there's a difference between being just naturally less balls to the wall about all your information, like I am, and between being kind of closed off and unwilling to share and maybe nervous about sharing. And I don't want us to be closed off. I don't want anybody to be closed off. I don't want anybody to be nervous about sharing. I want to hear it all. I want to say it all. I want everybody to feel that they get a safe place to listen or to share or just to experience all the ridiculous things we're going to talk about on O Woman Podcast. And most of all, to the women that are listening, I want you to know that whatever experience you've had, other people have had it too. However you felt about your partner or your life or your children, other people have had it too. You're part of a community. You're part of a legacy of being a woman and of being a human that has been around for thousands and thousands of years. So you're not alone. You're not alone, and you never will be alone. And if nothing else, I want this podcast to remind us of that. That you're not alone, and you'll never be alone. You will always have an ally in the listeners of the O Woman Podcast, in myself. I am your ally. Maybe I'm ridiculous. Maybe I say goofy things. Maybe don't agree with any of the stuff I say, but I'm still your ally. Because to me, we share a common bond. I mean, we share it with half of the world. We share a common bond as humans, and we share a common bond as women. And those of us who are mothers, and I'm not one yet, I hope to be soon, we'll share a common bond as mothers. There's so many layers of all the experiences that come with being a woman that put you in a community, if you so choose it, to be a part of a community of talking, of sharing, and of being yourself, and of finding people that agree with you, that understand you. And so that's who this podcast is for. This podcast is for anybody who wants to be a part of this community. Anybody. Women, men, young folks, old folks. Anybody. It's for you. It's from me. And I want everybody to have it. I want everybody to feel positive and joyous about their experiences and their life. I want everybody to feel that they can share their dirty, gritty, crazy stuff and have someone think it's a cool-ass story. And I'm that person. I will think it is a cool-ass story. Because it's your story. So of course it's a cool-ass story. Your stories are awesome. You, individually, they're awesome. And you were put here for a purpose. And you're here listening to this for a reason. And I can't wait to talk to you more about it. I can't wait to hear what you have to say, what you think, any of those things. I'm with you. I'm ready. I'm excited. That's what the O Woman Podcast is about. That's who it's for. So thank you for those of you who have already started on this journey with me. And thank you to those of you who will start in the future on this journey. I already appreciate you, even though I don't know you. Because I know that some part of you is like me. And maybe many parts of you are like me. But the least being that since you're listening, you are ready to be part of this community. You're excited about being part of this community, and I'm excited to be in here with you and to get to know you more as the years go on. So thank you once again for listening today to my particularly rambling explanation of who this podcast is for. I just want to remind you once again to like us on Facebook at O Woman Podcast. Shoot me an email, emma@owomanpodcast.com. Comment on the website. Also follow us on iTunes. I so enjoy you, and I can't wait to be with you more. Thank you once again, and I will talk to you tomorrow, of course. Bye.